We're doing Rav Chalap on Parshat Vayeshev. It is it's speech 77, Ein Zayin. The topic is Ha'aliyah Vayerida, the ascent and the descent. And Rav Chalap breaks it up into four subcategories. Aliyah, ascent, equals neshama, the soul. Yerida, descent, equals guf, the body. Second subcategory is Bnei Hashfachot Yotzerim Yeridot Nechonot. The descendants of Bilha and Zilpa, they create descents, situations of descent that are correct. Number three is when Yehuda descended, Yeridato Shel Yehuda Nechonahu. Yehuda's descent was correct when Yehuda descended from his brothers. And finally, the fourth topic is Yeridato Shel Yosef v'Shel Yehuda, comparing Yosef's descent into Egypt and Yehuda's descent. Let's begin. Kol davar hanoad la'aliyah, anything that is destined to ascend, yesh lo ila li'irida, then it also has the potential to descend. Ki ha'irida yaguf, descending is something corporal, it is physical. Ve'ha'aliyah yaneshama, and ascending is the act of the soul, that is represented by the soul. Uvelo guf en aliyah, without a body, the soul cannot ascend. The soul works in conjunction with the body to do mitzvot, to do things that are right, and so the soul can only ascend when it is connected to the body. Sheken en aliyah lanshama bli shetikanes laguf. The soul cannot ascend without first entering a body, and then together with that body, it does things. Ve'yiridata el haguf hitzorech aliyah. We have a concept in Talmud called yirida letzorech aliyah, that sometimes you have to go down in order to go up. So when you put your foot down on the ladder, on the next step, you're putting your foot down in order to propel the body up. Sometimes you want to hack something with an axe. So you heave, and then you ho. You come down with the axe, and you hit. But you have to bring your arm back downward in order to come back up forward. So that's in Talmud, that's the concept of yirida letzorech aliyah, going down in order to ascend. And so the soul goes down into the body, and the purpose is for the soul to be able to ascend, to go back up, to uplift the body. Uchmochen kol davar, and this is true with regards to everything. Lecheshayagbia muchach litzolo guf vehiridato. In order to ascend, anything that ascends has to first form a body through which it ascends. And that formation of the body is a descension. Yerida zo eina yerida ma'asit. Rak shelefi erech hagova hikeruya yerida. When we say to descend, it's not really to descend, but you're taking something that was so elevated, and that action, compared to its elevation, is called to descend. Is it such a terrible thing that the soul connects to a body? Well, the soul is so high that we say connecting to a body means descending for the soul. Umikan noveot shoshei hayiridot, shayirida ha'adina ha'lazo goremet lahen, hem sugei aliyah. וחוט השערה מפריד בהבחנה הירידות הללו, ולזאת נחוצה ההבחנה והזהירות. So he says, this delicate balance, this delicate idea that anytime you see something descending, the root of it is it's descending in order to uplift something else. And so technically, every time you see a descent, it's only for the sake of an ascent, of rising up, and there's a hair's width in the distinction here when things go down and why they go down. So you have to pay close attention to understand that that's really what's happening here. Ilitan, the idea that The root of all descending is this concept that there's a spiritual something that's descending in order to uplift something ascending. That's a very delicate concept. Now, if you think about it and its applications in the world, it's a beautiful concept. And if you think about it, then you realize that concept has limitless applications in everything we do.
Is it a law, though? Is it like a is he expressing this as a metaphysical law?
Let's hear him out. And
sounds like it potentially doesn't have to happen then.
I don't know. I think it's a recurring theme in Tanakh, and I think that he's describing it as a law, not a pattern. The idea that Timnah was the concubine to Eliphaz, but from there is going to come great sages. Okay, so there has to be that going down in order to bring up something. It's a recurring theme in Chazal, where people go down, but it's in essence to come back up. You go to Egypt in order to come back up into Israel. You can't have the land of Israel without going down to Egypt. It's a recurring theme where Chazal tells that every time you see something going down, you should know the Mashiach is born on the day of the destruction of the temple. Why? What does that mean, the Mashiach is born? That means that you should know that descent is already the potential to bring something back up. If you think about this concept, you'll see it's applied over and over and over again.
But is that a law from creation, or is it happen as a result of our misuse of free will?
I don't think so.
We have to go that far down.
No.
Because who else came from Eliphaz and Timnah? Maybe not just positive.
I hear that. So obviously, one can misapply it. But I think the law is part of creation.
Yeah,
I think the idea, once a soul has to come down into a body, so Hashem created this concept that the spiritual has to go down to uplift the physical.
You just mentioned that a minute ago, and my question to me was, yes, the body gets uplifted through the soul, but most important for eternity, it seems, the soul can only grow itself when it's in the body.
For sure.
The body in itself, if the body never existed, so what? You know, it's like if the table never existed, the body exists because of what it could do to the soul. I think.
But he's saying to uplift the soul, not the body. The soul gets uplifted by connecting to the body.
And also, the body does, that's why we treat the body as a mitzvah. We're like, fill it up, we do something.
But that's not his point.
Like a table. Even in itself, it has a measure of kedush.
But his point is not the body.
Right.
His point is the soul could only rise by going down into a body.
Right. And by uplifting this physical world is how the soul, who's not part of this physical world, ultimately,
not only you learn Torah, that's not the physical world, you daven, the soul can...
But the mitzvahs that we do...
That's also true. I'm saying not only that.
That's true. That makes sense, of course. Say Shema, certain mitzvahs involve no physicality.
Yeah. Ilitam shel Yisrael kula omeret kavod ויש לה עלייה וירידה מצד הטוב. ופועלים דבר זה גם במלאכי מעלה. Israel, the essence of Israel, is a declaration of Hashem's honor. Our existence in the world, our essence, is a declaration of Hashem's honor. Now Israel has ups and downs, but the downs are part of being good. It's not just they fell. No. We constantly want to go up, and the way to go up, says Rav Chalap, is you're always going to have to take that spiritual, put it down, so to speak, within the physical, and then uplift, and then bring everything back up. So the spiritual only rises through going down and connecting to the physical, and this concept of the functioning of Israel even affects the angels, so that when Yaakov is leaving, what he sees is v'ineim malachei Elokim olim v'yoredim bo. He sees the angels are also going up and down, which is not what angels ordinarily have to do. Angels are usually status. Kilomar, as if the verse is teaching us, mitzad atzmam, En lehem aliyah v'irida klal. Angels on their own don't go up and down. Rak sheYisrael hem ma'alim et ha'malachim, u'memeila yesh lehem aliyah v'irida. We affect the angels. If we affect the angels, we cause them to go up, we cause them to go down. That's our connection to those angels. That's what Yaakov is seeing on the ladder. This, our task is to constantly rise. Our rising can only be done in that type of pattern of an up and down or a down and up. And if we're connecting to angels, so then they're going to work our way in that sense. We're still going to expand on that. Yes?
Sounds like rain.
I want to know if this applies to the events that, the events, whether historic or physical or anything, I guess societal encompass everything to Am Yisrael throughout the generations. Meaning if we're...
I recommend we hear him out. Okay. He's still going to modify. We don't yet understand what he's saying.
Okay, fine.
B'Yisrael en mitzidam yerida. Israel... standing alone doesn't go down. Rak she'isa v'chele dilei shem shara umot mitamtzim lehaviyam lidei yerida kazo she'te'akev ba'adam et aliyah. Esav and his armies, which represent the nations, are trying to bring them down so that they cannot ascend. They're trying to bring us down and keep us down. V'lu'umatamu Yosef HaTzadik. And the one who stands up opposing them is Yosef the pious. Stano shel Esav. We say Yosef is the one who can fight Esav. Ha'me'akevet Yisrael mil'redet lemata. Yosef keeps us from falling down. V'zehu inyan shnei ha'mishichim. This is the idea that there are going to be two messiahs. Mashiach ben Yosef. Ha'moneh ba'ad Yisrael mi'irida lo nechona. Mashiach ben Yosef holds us back from descending inappropriately. Umashiach ben David and Messiah, the descendant of David, hamale otam la'aliyah bilti nifseket, who puts us on a track to ascend and keep ascending without pause.
Wait, so Mashiach ben Yosef prevents us from a yirida. What kind of yirida?
He doesn't say it.
Sounds like disappearing into the nations.
But that's what he's saying is that Mashiach ben Yosef prevents Am Yisrael from having some sort of yirida.
And Mashiach ben David keeps us going up.
But then how can we have that aliyah,
right,
Mashiach ben David, without having the yirida, because Mashiach ben Yosef prevents the yirida.
Perfect. Perfect. So he said he prevents a yirida lo nechona. Mashiach ben Yosef prevents us from the yirida that the nations try to put us in, which is a wrong yirida. He says that's a yirida that...
What yirida is that? Because we can see that the nations, on the I'll tell you.
We are tight on time. We could discuss questions, but then we won't finish it. והנה יצירת הגוף הנדרשת לישראל לעלייתם בכדי שתהיה להם רק הירידה מוכחת לעלייה. This descending that Israel needs to go down in order to ascend באה על ידי בני בלהה ובני זלפה. That's something we have through the descendants of בלהה and זלפה. ומסיבה זו נשא אברהם את שפחתו הגר. That's why Avram also marries Hagar. וזה שאמר לו שרה, that's what Sarah tells Avram, בונה אל שפחתי, come to my maid, אולי יבנה ממנה. Perhaps I will be built through her. כי לרגלי קדושת ישראל, העתידים לצאת מאברהם, לא הייתה אפשרות לאברהם להיות מוליד. באשר תוקף קדושת ישראל העלתה את אברהם לעלייה למעלה, עד שלא הייתה לו בחינת גוף כלל. Avram was on a level that what he did was spiritual. To have a body to uplift, Avram wasn't there to produce that. Uvechisron bechina zo en gilui la'aliyah. Okay.
He was looking through frantically before.
Yeah. the ascent can only be revealed if you have that capacity for connection. ועל כן הייתה הירידה מוכחת אצלו שתהיה לו בחינת הגוף בשביל העלייה שממנה יבואו ישראל. So Avram could not produce with Sarah something which would represent a descension, going down. Avram and Sarah could produce a Yitzchak, whose goal is to ascend, but to produce, so to speak, things that are going to be secondary, not as important, that are going to serve as the means or the body or the descension to grow up, that wasn't capable through him. That's what he needed to do with Hagar. V'chen haya b'Yaakov, and the same happened with Yaakov. B'asher hayu tzachim latzet menu Yosef u'Binyamin. Yosef had to produce Yosef and Binyamin. Yosef shemishkan Shiloh banu b'cherko. Yosef had the temple of Shiloh. That was the first temple when we entered Israel, built in his lot. Binyamin shirtzua shel bet hamikdash hayta b'cherko. V'tokef kedushatam helta at Yaakov ledarga gvoha ad sheyatza mibchinat haguf u'bishvil kach utzach lisanat hashfachot. So Binyamin, our sages say there was a strip of land that extended from Binyamin's territory into Judean territory, and that's where the Holy of Holies was built. And Yaakov, having Yosef and Binyamin, put him on the same level as Avram was in this respect, that he couldn't produce any more something from Sarah, from Rachel and Leah, that would represent the going down. Oh. And that had to be from Bilhah and Zilpah. Uchmo chen Leah. That's what we also see with Leah. Kshera'a she'amedah miledet. She saw that she was pausing to give birth. Vayta tzicha laledet od et Yisachar v'Zvulun. She knew she still had to give birth to two more tribes. Gam ken hayta nidreshet lirida. So she knew to go up, she has to go down. Vatikach et Zilpah v'titen oto liYaakov leisha. So she asked Yaakov, please marry Zilpah. Bnei Bilhah v'nei Zilpah hem ha'poalim et hayridot hanchonot. The sons of Bilhah and Zilpah are the ones that guide Israel correctly to know how to go into the physical world, take it and uplift it and bring it up in the positive way. And we find in the arguments between Yosef and the brothers, Yosef is always protecting the sons of the maids. Yeah, because Yosef's job is to ensure that when you go down properly in order to come back up. Because when a person goes down, he could sink there, he could stay there. That's why we find Yosef has such cohesion. He's taking care of the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, who are his older brothers. But their job is one thing and his job is another. Shitot chalukot ayu ben Yosef le'echav. So there was a big divide in the approach between Yosef and his brothers. Shehu asak rak b'shmirat ha'irida v'ha'achim shivteika chashfu acheret de'ikar yesh lasim lev al gilui ha'aliyot. Yosef was always busy to ensure we didn't go down beyond where we had to, and the brothers were always thinking about how we have to work to move up. And the brothers said, if you're focused on moving up, you don't have to worry about going down. You don't have to worry that when you go down, you'll go down inappropriately. The gam shechashvu ha'achim, the brothers also thought, ki me'achar u'mitzidam she'Yisrael en makom le'iridot. Remember Yaakov with his wives was like Avram, and there was the idea that things were so pure that there wasn't any fear that things would go down inappropriately. Shekol ha'iridot baot rak mitzido shel Esav. You remember we said that is what Esav represents, going down that way. Ve'al ken yesh tzorach lechazek v'le'adir ta'aliot ad shelo yeh makom le'Esav. The brothers said, we have to strengthen our camp to ensure that there's no room for Esav to enter our camp. V'shar ha'amim le'maga itam. The nations and Esav should not feel like they can connect to us. And if the brothers that come from the maids represent that connection to Esav and the nations, then the other brothers were opposed to that. V'Yosef chalak aleihem b'zeh. Yosef didn't agree with them about that. V'saval Yosef held, sh'adayin lo hagiya zman lakach. He says, this isn't the Messianic era. There will come a time where our focus will be focused inward, and the nations, we just have to ensure they don't affect us. There will come a time where we will have constant growth, but that's not now. Remember, we said Mashiach ben Yosef keeps us from going down, and only afterwards does Mashiach ben David come, and then our focus is constant ascent. So he says, we're not there. Yosef says, we do have to be careful how we connect to the physical world and focus on that also. So Yaakov, Yosef wanted to ensure that Yaakov was on his side. So he keeps asking Yaakov, the brothers are saying this, they're saying that the maid's children do not represent the future of Israel. They're saying that they're the sons of the maid and they represent things that are closer to Esav and that's something which is not the way of Israel. Am I right that part of our task here is to be able to connect and to be able to uplift and to ensure that we don't fall as we do that? Or is it like the brothers say, let's just focus on developing our strengths? And he found Yaakov to be on his side. He ensured Yaakov was on his side. That Rav Chalap even says he ensured that Yaakov saw it his way.
It's a different approach, though, to the same thing, I would think. In other words, one, you have to get down and dirty with the nations, with the physicality to some degree. The other is, you show them by example, even though you're separated. Because we say, even in the Messianic
That's also
years,
true. But right, it's two different ways of working. But you see that that's the idea that Rav Hirsch expanded on, that when we're in exile, we have a task in exile. We're supposed to uplift the nations by being in their midst.
Ultimately, we're not there.
Here we also understand the argument between Yosef and his brothers. One of their arguments was, are we treated as Noahites or Din Israel, or are we already considered the Jewish people? The difference between the name Israel and Yaakov, the name Yisrael indicates that we overcame and no one can take us down. That's a name that indicates a totally different level. We're on a plane to ourselves. And that's what Esav's angel tries to fight him, and he cannot, because he can't touch him. And then he hits him in the hip. You see right away the sun shines and he's healed. But the name Yaakov represents the idea of Yado Ochezet Ba'akev Esav. He's connecting to Esav. He's holding on. There's a connection. There's still a contact between Yaakov and Esav. And so the brothers held that they were considered Bnei Yisrael. We have nothing to do with Esav. Our goal is to constantly strengthen and uplift our family. And Yosef said, no. We're still Noahites. We're not yet there. And so we have to work within this system to ensure we don't go down too far. That's why he comes to his father and says, I know in Torah it says that after you slaughter an animal, the halacha is the animal's dead. Technically, halachically, an animal was slaughtered. You're allowed to eat from its meat. There's no such concept now that it's aver min achai, even though the animal has nerves that are moving. That's technically for a Jew. But a Noahide, until the animal stops moving, it's alive. He doesn't have that halacha. So the brothers would slaughter an animal, and then they'd eat the meat when nerves were still moving. And Yosef says, you can't do that. And they say, yes, we can. And he says, that's aver min achai. And they say, not true. Torah says that once you slaughtered the animal, it's dead. The animal's dead. Yeah.
Is this related in any way to the concept of Derech Eretz Kayam in Torah?
I don't think so.
I'm saying no.
It's another, in halacha it does discuss that you don't make the animal jump and have nerves, etc., even though you slaughtered it. But technically that's not Eiver Min Achai.
I'm saying this overall example in which Yosef indicates to the brothers that we're still human. We still need to kind of play by the rules of the world.
I don't see it that way, but let's hear him out. So he tells his father, our sages say, he said, they put down the sons of the maids, they call them servants. What he's saying is, they're not worried about going down and that might bring them all the way down, that through the sons of Bila and Shifcha, they say, we don't need that form of serving Hashem. That's not part of the task of Israel. And Yosef says that's not so. We still have to work with what the sons of Bila and Zilpah represent. So what does it mean the brothers used to call them Avadim? He says that's another concept. That Israel, in relation to Hashem, Israel are called Banim, sons of Hashem. And when we do the will of Hashem, we are called banim. When we are not doing the will of Hashem, we are called avadim. We're servants. We must do what Hashem said. When we're doing the will of Hashem, we're connected. We're called banim. Moshe is called Eved Hashem. Wait a second. Moshe did the will of Hashem. David is called Avdi David. He's also called Eved Hashem, the servant of Hashem. So our sages say in Tractate Avos, don't be like a servant who serves for the sake of a prize. Be like a servant who does things without intention of getting prize. Meaning, even though Hashem loves Israel so much that He calls us our sons, nonetheless, in order to fulfill the mitzvos correctly, it's not enough to just say, I'm a son. A person also has to be above that and ignore the idea that I'm a son. I have to serve Hashem, even if I'm not a son. There's the idea I serve Hashem because we're so close, but there's the idea that even if I weren't so close, I'm responsible to do it because Hashem said so. The sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, that they were Yaakov's children through Yaakov's descending. His wives told him, marry these maids. And so they represent the idea that by going down, you can uplift things. So they teach us how you can get to that level. That level where I'm going to do things because I'm the servant of Hashem. That's a different level. We say there's the great level of banim, but the level of avadim is not only a low level, it's also a high level. And that's why they called them avadim. They said, through you we can appreciate and connect to the idea that you serve Hashem not only because you love Him, also because you're responsible. Yosef said about the brothers, they're looking at the girls of the land. Yosef sensed that the light of Mashiach would be revealed through Yehuda. And the only way that could happen is through connection to a girl of the land. This is a concept that shows up in many works, that whenever holiness has to come to the world, you find it comes in a very cloudy way. Right? I'm not only talking about the revelation at Sinai, which was on a cloudy, rainy day. I'm also talking about the daughters of Lot, and the story of Yehuda and Tamar, and the story of Yishai and his wife. Okay, so, right? So, our sages say that, again, this concept, that he's not the first to say it, that when great light has to come to the world, Hashem has to conceal it, otherwise it doesn't work. So, what does that mean? He can't say Hashem has to, but Hashem created the world in a way where great light comes in a concealed form. Yehuda technically wasn't his task to go down to connect to something and uplift it. It seems in our parsha like he's the great example of going down and uplifting. That's not really Yehuda's way of doing things. and so he says over here something which really the Midrash Rabbah says, that when Yehuda felt drawn to her, he said, that's not normal. That's not me. Why is this happening? The Midrash says that Hashem sent an angel. You know, this is where they got this idea of Cupid from. Because the Midrash says that the angel came and caused Yehuda to have overpowering love, overpowering attraction, not love, to Tamar. That this wasn't the way, it wasn't natural. And that's why when Yehuda sensed it, he said, this isn't right. I'm not interested. That's not me.
But that's sort of what Orphan Derek means. You're not lech lecha, you're lech mecha. You're going away from yourself.
Right, but here Yehuda understood that this idea, again, if we would say it, so a person could say it for anything. Chazal said about Yehuda, and again, if we were looking at the text, we could see where the text supports it, but Chazal tell us that Yehuda sensed this is Hashem's will. Which the Talmud says he didn't stop being married to her. He retained her as his wife.
But clearly he was the one right most responsible, we think, for the sale of Yosef.
Wait. I don't think we'll get to that in this speech, but that's... he says this is one of the reasons why the Torah wasn't given before Egypt. Because had the Torah been given, then there would be no permissiveness for Yehuda to marry his daughter-in-law. And that couldn't have happened. And it did have to happen. So that's why Hashem said the Torah has to wait. the Tikkuni Zohar writes that in the future, Hashem will judge all the prophets who rebuked Israel and say, why'd you speak inappropriately to my children? Wait a second. Hashem told them what to say. What are they saying inappropriately? What does that mean? The Zohar says Hashem will judge them and say, why'd you speak? Why'd you rebuke them and say things that were wrong about them? So he says, the idea is from the depths that Hashem says, you should have dealt with the generation to uplift them so that you wouldn't have had to rebuke them. Hashem will tell them, yeah, I told you the rebuke, but that was after you hadn't taken the investment to ensure that they wouldn't be there. And so the brothers look at Yosef and they say, he's always watching, we don't go down too far. Why, Yosef? Why aren't you busy on ensuring we grow, that we move in the right direction to the point where you don't need to connect to the nations? You don't need to that light that will enlighten the darkness. Focus on making light in the world. Then the brothers felt like they shouldn't be connecting to the nations and the world. And if Israel were so uplifted, so then no one would be able to look at them and harm them. And you wouldn't need all these strengths. So they felt like it was him, and he was affecting them, and that's why they were suddenly drawn to girls of the land, and they said, it's because of you, because you're confusing things here. We keep saying the focus should be inward in Israel, and you keep saying, no, there should be a connection, we just have to watch that connection. That's okay, so you're bringing us to that connection, and to the threats that come with it. And that's why Yehuda says, let's sell him to the Yishmaelim. If Yosef thinks that we, from our own, have to go down, so then he's trying to put down all of us. And then he shouldn't be here as one of us. And if he thinks that we are still like Yaakov, Yado Ochezet Ba'akev Esav, we're not on the level of Yisrael yet, now we're still connected, so then he should be there with the nations, and there he will do what he says is the task, to put the light of Israel into the nations. When Yaakov hears that Yosef was sold, or Yosef is gone, what does he say? I will go to the grave mourning over Yosef. He says, if Yosef is gone, don't you realize that none of you have protection? The family's gone. You kept thinking that Yosef is the problem. Yosef was kept protecting you. Yosef said, connect, but protect how you connect. You guys think you can avoid connecting to the nations? That's not going to work. And now that Yosef's not here, everything's going to fall apart. You have no protection. And that's why after Yosef is gone, Yehuda finds himself descending. Yehuda was the protagonist, the one who kept fighting. We have to work on growing. We have to work on developing Israel. When Yosef is gone, the first one to fall is Yehuda. Because that's what Yaakov had told them. If Yosef is gone and you don't have that protection, that fence of Yosef, so then you can't focus on growing. And so that's why Yosef, it says, also was taken down. Yosef was taken down to Egypt. But you see, when Yosef was down in Egypt, you see that Yosef didn't fall with Potiphar's wife. Chazal tells the Mashiach had to come from there. Yes, it came the next generation when Yosef married Potiphar's daughter. Yosef held himself back. Yosef was able to, that was Yosef's strength. He doesn't say it, but we would say juxtaposed with Yehuda. You see that Yehuda had to work a different way. And when Yaakov comes down to Egypt, Hashem tells Yaakov, I will go down with you and I will bring you up. Don't worry that because you're going down, everything will be lost. No, you, Yaakov, and you will bring things up. That's the idea of Mashiach ben Yosef. And ultimately, from that comes the Mashiach ben David of Anochi al Chagamalo. So let's summarize what we learned today. We learned that when things go up, then they have to have potential for going down. The soul goes down into the body. That's, again, we call it Yerida, but really it's the idea that you have to uplift. In order to uplift, you have to do it through connecting to the physical world. Israel represents the idea of Hashem's honor in the world. And so we affect the world. That even the angels have to go down and go up when they connect to Yaakov. The going down of Israel comes through Esav and his armies. And that's where Israel can go down and go down inappropriately and not come back up. And that's where Yosef, what Yosef represents, Mashiach ben Yosef. The idea that you can connect to Esav, but you can still maintain it within its boundaries. And Mashiach ben David represents the idea that you keep going up and you don't have to connect to the nations. You don't have to expose yourself to that threat of going down without coming back up. The idea of Israel connecting to a body in order to grow comes through the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, just as Avram and Sarah could only bring to the world something that was spiritual and would not be able to go down inappropriately. Yaakov and his wives couldn't do that. That was through the sons of the maids. And Yosef and his brothers had an argument. The brothers said, we have to be focused on going up. And Yosef said, no, we connect to these brothers and through them we keep growing. And Yosef said, we're still Noahides. The brothers said, no, we're already Israel. Yosef said, we're not holding at that stage in the world. And we connect to Esav and we connect to the brothers. And my job is to ensure that we do it appropriately and only use it for growth. Because the sons of the maids and Esav represent the ability to go down inappropriately. ultimately, when Yosef is gone, so Yosef's job, the brothers say, if you're right, you'll succeed. You'll uplift the nations. Yosef does. All of Egypt circumcises. Yosef changes the face of the planet. What they said to Yosef, if you're so good at changing the world, go change the world. He did. But the brothers lost by it. We find Yehuda, who was the prime force in pushing us forward, Mashiach ben Yehuda ben David, he was the first to fall when Yosef was gone. And Yosef himself also. Yosef goes down in Mitzrayim. But Hashem gives us the promise, Anochi alcha gamalo, that ultimately we're coming back up. That's the promise Yaakov gets when he goes down to Egypt. And that's the promise of Mashiach ben David, that ultimately we will go up and we won't have to connect to the nations. And so even though there'll continuously be that pattern of going down and coming back up, it won't be with the threat of going down and not coming back up. That's the threat that Esav represents.